Tight ropes at the 300. Dropped a Lady Bamp. Duchess, North Pacific running on. And Sarah right down the outside. It's tight ropes being tackled now by North Pacific. Tight ropes and North Pacific went straight on by. Sarah goes home into second. But North Pacific is roaring clear for a most impressive win. North Pacific by 2.5 to Sarah. Shake got up to run third.
It was the boom horse of the weekend in Sydney. North Pacific cost $800,000. Trained by the stallion making family of the Hawks and ridden by Kobe Jennings. And it was great for Kobe Jennings to get such a high-profile mount and to ride it perfectly. And Kobe joins us this morning. Morning, Kobe. Congratulations on the win on Saturday.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Did you feel the pressure heading into that ride, the most talked-about horse on the Sydney card and all the punters were on?
Oh, yeah. I knew there was a fair bit of pressure going on there, but, you know, you can't let that sort of get to you too much, otherwise stuff just goes wrong for you, so.
You must have been wrapped to get the ride. When did you get the call up?
I didn't really know until morning of acceptances, to be honest. Last week I was every day I was somewhere, so I didn't really get a chance to know until I was on him.
And what was your reaction when you heard that the Team Hawks guys had said, yep, we want you to ride our potential multi-million dollar stallion?
Oh, I thought, beautiful, this should be easy.
Well, it was in the end. What kind of feel did he give you?
Obviously, he gives you that good feel that all the good colts and good horses do. You know, even being on a wet track, he never put a foot wrong. Keeps himself balanced and does everything on his own, and you just got to point and steer.
Does he give you the feel of a potential Group 1 horse?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, he's got he does give you that feel where he'll eventually make it into one a top horse.
And he got through the wet track okay, but Wayne Hawks has subsequently said, look, he's a much better horse on top of the ground. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'll agree. I think his class got him through it the other day. If you put him on top of the ground, he'll show you a lot more, I think.
And have you spoken to Tommy Berry since the win on Saturday and said, mate, you'll just have to wait until I make a mistake? He's my ride now?
Yeah. I haven't really had a chance to talk to Tommy too much, but, you know, Tom was there on the day, so, I'll have a talk to him later on and see what's going on.
And how are you going? As you said, you've been very busy in Sydney. We know this COVID situation has been difficult and different for everyone. How have you been in this recent period of time traversing the state?
Yeah, fine. In New South Wales, we took a different approach to it and everyone got sectioned off into different areas that we chose. There was downside to it. We couldn't ride in town. And then when they did relax the restrictions a little bit, the city riders were allowed to ride, but we weren't allowed to ride in town. So take that however way you want, but there wasn't too many smiley faces around at that time. But now that everything's relaxed and we're allowed to obviously go where we can get rides, and everything's pretty much back to normal nearly, so...
Well, a big moment for you to put your name up against such a promising galloper on the weekend. Have you got a horse we can follow this week that you're riding?
I'm not really listed on any horses as of yet. I'm still waiting for Gosford acceptances to come out, so I'm not sure what I'm on this week.
Oh, well, we'll leave it. Your manager's doing a good job to get you on North Pacific, so we'll just wait and see what you're on and follow you throughout the week. Kobe, well done on the weekend.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Kobe Jennings, who was on North Pacific.